This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A consumer affairs report out this month ranks Colorado in the top three states in the nation for road rage. Colorado State Patrol says 56% of all calls to dispatchers last year involved road rage or aggressive driving. Douglas County DA George Brockler.
We have a significant number of people out there who are driving with firearms in their car. What they don't anticipate is how quickly things escalate, either because they've misjudged the distance or they've misjudged their anger. And some of those people make responses that are significant.
Data from the Gun Violence Archive shows there were 149 road rage shooting incidents in Colorado over the last 10 years. That's more than double the national average per capita. Officials in Alamosa say stricter rules at a homeless campsite in the city have brought down criminal activity and vandalism. City council members mulled shutting down the St. Benedict campground last fall, but Mayor Ty Coleman says new rules and requiring trash pickup for camp residents has helped.
We have people who are there who are actually volunteering to help keep the camp clean, and the people who are actively working with our co-responders and our law enforcement officers.
The tougher guidelines have also resulted in fewer people in the camp. About 50 people were using the camp last December, compared to about 15 today. The man who killed a Pueblo County sheriff's deputy in 2023 has been sentenced to serve 48 years in prison. Justin Kula was convicted in February of vehicular homicide and the death of Deputy Christine Guillen Sandoval. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.